news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Fridays have been special during the Trump reign of terror, and this past Friday was no different as Donald Trump commuted the 40-month sentence of his friend and confidant, Roger Stone. In a statement, the White House said, Mr. Stone would be put at serious risk in prison and called him a, quote, victim of the Russia hoax that the left and its allies in the media perpetuated for years. Oh, please. Roger Stone was convicted of witness tampering and making false statements to Congress, among other charges, in former special counsel Robert Mueller's probe. Stone was set to begin his term on Tuesday, though his lawyers did request a 60-day delay. Trump called Stone, quote, very unfairly treated, when talking to journalists earlier Friday. In a rare move, former special counsel Robert Mueller broke his silence Saturday in an op-ed published by the Washington Post. Mueller defended his office's investigation and wrote that Stone, whom he described as a central figure in our investigation because of his communications with Russian intelligence officers and WikiLeaks, remains a convicted felon, and rightly so. Senator Lindsey Graham said on Sunday that as chair of the Judiciary Committee, he'll call Robert Mueller to testify about his investigation into Russia's 2016 election interference and contacts between Moscow and Trump's campaign associates. Now on to COVID news.
We're number one, damn it!
Florida confirmed 15,300 new COVID-19 cases on Sunday, smashing the single-day record for any state, which was set in April in New York when the number was 12,274. And in typical Florida fashion, they celebrated by reopening Disney World. In the nation as a whole, the total U.S. death count surpassed 135,000 on Sunday, with nearly 3.3 million cases. Infections rose over the last 2 weeks in 40 states. Nationally, the daily increases in infections has been around 60,000, setting new records for the last 4 consecutive days. All right, because we could all use some good news right now, New York City recorded no new coronavirus deaths in a 24-hour period for the first time since March 13th. Lawmakers hailed the milestone but warned that the pandemic was not over, a City Hall spokesperson saying, New Yorkers have been the hero of this story, going above and beyond to keep each other safe. But with the numbers of infections and deaths increasing exponentially, you know the White House is on the case, right? Well, their newest efforts appear to be aimed at smearing Dr. Anthony Fauci. Seriously. The White House this weekend sent reporters at a number of outlets a list of comments that Dr. Fauci made early on in the COVID-19 pandemic that they said turned out to be wrong, including when he said in March that, quote, people should not be walking around with masks. The apparent effort to discredit the nation's top federal infectious disease expert came after he publicly disagreed with Trump's optimistic assessment of the growing outbreak in the U.S. The list, reports say, resembles opposition research you might get from a rival political campaign. As Fauci contradicted Trump, the White House also reportedly canceled several of his television appearances last week. Polls show Americans trust Fauci much more than Trump when it comes to the coronavirus. Of course, Trump's strategy is to deny that COVID-19 is ravaging the nation, and now he's threatening to withhold federal funds from schools that don't reopen as usual in the fall. They trotted out Betsy DeVos, who for some reason is still the education secretary, and on CNN on Sunday, she refused to say whether schools should follow the guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on reopening.
Should schools in the United States follow the CDC recommendations or not?
Dr. Redfield has clearly said these are recommendations and every situation is going to look slightly different. And the key for education leaders, and these are smart people who can figure things out. The CDC guidelines are just that, meant to be flexible and meant to be applied as appropriate for the situation.
DeVos, Trump, and other White House figures have aggressively pushed for children to return to school in person in the fall, even though there are no clear plans for things like, testing or teacher safety or anything else for that matter. Well, the owner of the Washington, D.C. NFL team, Daniel Snyder, said in 2013 that he would never change the team's name. Well, never is a long time. The Washington Post reporting Sunday night that the franchise will announce sometime on Monday plans to change their 87-year-old team name. The decision came after the team faced pressure from corporate sponsors, including FedEx and Nike, to change the name, which is a slur against Native Americans. So reportedly, the owner, Dan Snyder, and coach Ron Rivera have been working together to select a new name. They plan to discuss possible replacements with Native American and military organizations. It is unlikely a new name will be revealed on Monday because reports say the name Snyder and Rivera prefer is the subject of a trademark battle. Stay tuned. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.